This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
The Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. A representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 28, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I'm going to spend a large segment of this hour, at least the first two segments of this hour, discussing these shootings. A few weeks ago, I don't know how long ago, 4 weeks maybe, I'm not sure, I was discussing the New York City subway shooting and the bizarreness of that, mainly which was the lack of blood and, of course, the lack of people that looked shot, and of course, that story was dropped like the hot potato. I call it the Trayvon Martin effect. They take certain stories like George Floyd, and you know, they're still, it was the anniversary this past week of George Floyd, and so they're celebrating it yearly, actually, but it'll never die, I guess. But anyway, I covered that story, and I sent a few people. I think Art was one. The video. I failed to ask him last time he was on what he thought of that. But then we moved to the Buffalo shooting. Now, if you haven't heard this, let me do this story, and then I'll tell you where we're going to go here for a little bit. my source on this is the Gateway Pundit. Authorities are investigating whether a retired federal agent had foreknowledge of the Buffalo mass shooting. An 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, a white man, get that in, you know, fatally shot 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket in a black community on May 14th. Investigators now believe a former federal agent from Texas was in regular communication with Gendron in an online chat room. According to Buffalo News, individuals in the online chat room, which possibly included a retired federal agent, asked Peyton Gendron to read his mass shooting plans 30 minutes before the attack. So, you know, that's what you would do. You would go into some sort of chat room where you don't know anybody, who they are, where they are, whatever. Not one person in the chat room notified law enforcement about Gendron's plans to murder black people. FBI agents are now working to locate and interview the six people in the chat room, including the former federal agent. That doesn't throw up any red flags, does it? Law enforcement officers are investigating whether a retired federal agent had about 30 minutes advance notice of the white supremacist plans to murder black people at the Buffalo supermarket. Two law enforcement officials told the Buffalo News. Authorities believe the former agent, believed to be from Texas, was one of at least six people. Okay, it's just kind of reiterating itself. But it goes on to say these were like-minded people who used this chat group to talk about their shared interest in hatred, replacement theory, and I think the clip I played last week of Joe Biden proved that that was no theory, and hatred of people of color and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, it's making the rounds. Before we get to the bizarreness of what's happened in Texas at the Robb Elementary School, we got many bizarreness to discuss about what happened in Buffalo. Now, y'all remember last week, Tony in Chicago called him, and he had seen the streaming of the Buffalo shooting. I had seen a very small, I'd only seen the outside, the first person being shot, which, you know, as Tony said correctly, was white. But on Friday, before last week's broadcast, NBC Nightly News put 10 people up who were all black, before I did last Saturday's show. Okay. Karen sent me the video. I watched the whole thing. And that video begins, and I'm going to tell you where it's at. And anybody that wants to email me during this broadcast, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, I've got it copied. I'm just going to paste it and send it back to you. You can watch the first 25 minutes if you want to. Apparently, Jim Fetzer's court case is going all the way to Supreme Court. Pretty interesting. Didn't know that, but you can look into that for yourself. Let me do my caveat. I'm not the biggest Jim Fetzer fan. I think he done some really good work on Sandy Hook. Don't really go with his version of what happened with James Fields and the car. Not sure about his theory on 9/11, but be that as it may, he was on the Perfect Triangle, episode 95, which you can find on twitch.tv. The Perfect Triangle, episode 95 on twitch.tv. And he had hired a private investigator named Brian Davidson. Now, if I email you or if you go and find this, that part starts at about the 25-minute mark. And again, thanks, Karen, for sending it to me. And you can see all the video yourself of what happened in Buffalo. And, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think everything's a conspiracy. I think some things randomly just happen. I don't even go looking. In fact, I wasn't even looking into the Buffalo until Tony called. I mean, that one thing had stuck in my craw, but I could not find I didn't know where to look. I mean, I was trying to Google it and whatnot, but I couldn't find the streaming video. You know, they don't want you to really see that. Because you find all of the strange happenings like happened in the Christchurch, right? So, and why can't, does Ted Cruz, when somebody asks him this only happens in America, does he not know what happened in New Zealand and some of these others? What, I can't remember if it's Sweden or Switzerland. These shootings happen in other countries. But anyway, so I'm just going to give you a little short version of what happened in this video at the Buffalo supermarket. Number one, he gets out of his car and the first person he shoots is white, shooting him from approximately 15, maybe 20 feet away, I'm guessing, a couple of times a woman. Absolutely no blood. Another person appears shot at the back of their car, but you never really see him point the gun at that person. They just fall down. Another person is standing at the wall, and he shoots. And if you would think at that range, the bullet might would go all the way through him. Not a mark on the wall, no blood on the wall. That person did appear to maybe have a little bit of blood on their shorts. Small amount. The one thing I did see at the day that the shooting happened in Texas, there was a great big blood stain on the sidewalk. But I've not, so much confusing misinformation has come out from that. Who knows? So the gunman at Buffalo shoots about 5 rounds through the window into the supermarket before entering the supermarket. Okay. When he enters the supermarket, and this supposedly is about 2:30 in the afternoon, parking lot about half full. And I can tell you from going in the grocery store pretty frequently in a small town like this, whether you go in at 7 a.m. or you go in at 2 p.m. any day, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, no matter, there's always people in there. Might not be a huge amount if you're going in early in the morning, 5-8 people, but always people in there. He goes in. There's no food on the checkouts. None. No carts at the checkouts, like if people ran. If people were checking out and ran, they took their food, I guess, to put back on the shelf or just, you know, carried it on out with them. Nothing half-bagged. No carts left in the supermarket. Where like people ran. Two people already on the ground. Maybe supposedly shot from through the window. Absolutely no blood. Then shoots a couple more people in the supermarket. No blood at all. Okay, now, you guys ever, like, been watching a documentary about like the 20s or the 30s, Prohibition, gangsters, you know, Babyface Nelson, Pretty Boy Floyd, you know, they'd kill each other, they'd shoot each other, shoot each other in cars, getting out, you know, trying to go in a restaurant, and the photographers would take pictures and they'd actually put that in the paper. And what would you find? You'd find a great old big amount of blood, like a big spot of blood, blood everywhere. You know, people, I'm not the most advanced hunter. My dad liked to hunt. I hunted some when I was a kid. I found out, you know, it just wasn't my something that I cared to do. But I have shot a squirrel or a rabbit, you know, and well, by golly, they always bleed, you know. But you'd see these pictures of, remember John Dillinger? You'd see these pictures that always be bloody, you know, Bugsy Malone, Al Capone, it goes on and on, Bonnie and Clyde. But here in the Buffalo shooting, I am sorry. You know, I don't know what happened. I mean, even it's just bizarre. And if anybody wants to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, I will email you back the video, the Twitch TV, and you can fast forward it or you can watch the whole thing. You can judge for yourself, whatever. But I just wanted to say, you know, it sounds crazy. I hate to even do these stories, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I like 2 and 2 to make 4. But that one is just, I mean, so many of these so bizarre. You remember the Las Vegas shooting, right? What was that? Stephen Paddock. You know, the authorities, the FBI, said they went to his brother's house, which was in Florida, and ended up arresting him on child porn charges. I never could get to the bottom of what happened with that. I never could get to the bottom. And then they said his house, Stephen Paddock's house, was robbed before the FBI could get to it. So from the time he like left his house to go to the hotel, his house was robbed. Wow, isn't that? And then probably, since we're going down memory lane, if you remember, the security guard that came up to the hotel room, whose name was Jesus Cambos, if I remember. Remember, he thought he was shot with a BB gun. That's even on the Wikipedia page, unless they've removed it from the last time I looked. And then he fled to Florida. And if you remember, they brought him back. And then he appeared on the Ellen the Degenerate show, and with a handler, and then they went through the story, and Ellen like had a poster and went through the story telling him what he'd done. And, you know, he acted very bizarre. I mean, you know, I mean, the mother of them all, though, I mean, that one might be the mother of them all. I don't know. This one that we're fixing to get into at the Robb Elementary may be the mother of them all. But for me personally, the one that really gets me is how they done that Bruce Ivins with the anthrax. When we were covering that, they actually said on TV, and I can't, it's nowhere now. I could not find this. I've looked many a time, but I saw it. Brian was with me. Brian saw it, where they were claiming he left the Fort Detrick bioweapons lab with anthrax dripping off his pant leg. They said that, yeah. I mean, they floated a big one in the anthrax story. And then Bruce Ivins ODs on Tylenol or aspirin, they said. They pinned the whole thing on him, and then that was the end of that. So, anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. Now, fast-forwarding to where we're at now, I tell you what, to just lay some groundwork of the Robb Elementary shooting, let's play Sam audio 3, Tucker Carlson talking about the Robb Elementary shooting.
Courage by running toward gunfire for the singular purpose of trying to save lives.
Law enforcement showed amazing courage by running toward gunfire for the singular purpose of trying to save lives, end quote. Now, we heard that and we wanted to believe it. Most of the time, we admire law enforcement. They take an awful lot of abuse to do a hard and essential job for not much pay. If you think you don't need the police, go ahead and defund them and see what happens. So that explanation sounded good to us, but was it true? According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, it was in fact true. A spokesman called Eric Estrada told us that a school resource officer assigned to Robb Elementary in Uvalde exchanged gunfire with the suspect before the suspect entered the school. In an interview with CNN, Estrada stated the gunman, quote, engaged the school resource officer, and during that shootout, the gunman dropped a black bag containing ammunition. The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Steve McGraw, affirmed that this happened. Quote, the bottom line is law enforcement was there, McGraw said. They did engage immediately. So that was the story. And again, we were happy to believe it. But it doesn't seem to be true. A witness called Juan Carranza, who lives next to the school, said he saw everything that happened. Carranza said to the Associated Press he had watched Ramos crash his truck outside the elementary school, take a rifle and shoot at two people at a funeral home nearby. Ramos then began shooting at the school building before running inside the school about 10 minutes later. According to Carranza, there were no police officers at the school to engage Ramos. Ramos went into the school and began shooting. When police finally did arrive, Carranza said, they didn't do anything at all for about an hour. In fact, parents had to beg the police to save their children. Go in there, one woman said. It was a shocking story. It was the opposite of what authorities had told us for more than 24 hours. So whose version is true? Well, on the last day, videos have emerged corroborating Carranza's version of events. Those videos show police officers with rifles and body armor standing outside the school. It's not clear if the gunman was still shooting at this point, but we do know the gunman was still alive. And yet, instead of going into the school, the police instead worked to keep parents out of the school for a full hour. Watch.
I already know.
Are your kids in there? Are your kids in there? No. That's why nobody
understands. No, you don't want to turn around and look at that poor kid. Look at that poor little kid, that poor baby.
You don't understand.
I'm a parent to my beginning.
Are you kidding? I want to go to him. You're scared to get shot? I'll go in with all of them. Yeah, I will. Okay.
That's crazy, bro. They're just standing all outside, bro. Yeah, there's kids in there still, man. I don't know what kind of parent you are, but half of these parents here, dude, they want to go in there without vests, without guns to get the kid, bro.
It seems apparent that when that video was shot, the gunman was still alive with the firearm in the school with children in the school. Now, a Texas official later suggested on camera that while all of this was happening, some members of law enforcement in Texas went into the school to get their own children out. Is that true? If it is true, it's a moral crime at the very least. In the meantime, we know that police were forcibly keeping parents away from the building. At one point, an officer held a taser at his side. Watch this. Taser, of course, aimed at the parents. Now, one parent called Angeli Rose Gomez told the Wall Street Journal that as soon as she heard about the shooting, she drove 40 miles to the school because she had two sons enrolled and she wanted to save them. Quote, the police were doing nothing, she said. They were just standing outside the fence. They weren't going in there or running anywhere. Now, she immediately complained about this, and when she did, federal marshals put Gomez in handcuffs. Ultimately, they freed her, at which point Gomez, quote, made her distance from the crowd, jumped the school fence, and ran inside to grab her two children. She then ran out of the school with her children. In other words, this mother was cuffed, freed, ran into the school, and still had time to get her kids out as the police stood outside. Now, if that's true, it's a scandal. Today, the police called a press conference to try to explain all of this. Victor Escalon with Texas DPS began by explaining that it might be just a rumor that parents were urging police to go inside the building. Watch.
Is it accurate that eyewitnesses and potentially parents of the students were urging the police to go in while you were waiting for a tactical SWAT team? Even that some parents were asking to borrow police armor so they could make a counter-assault on the school.
I have heard that information, but we have not verified that yet. So...
What part haven't you verified?
We have not verified is that a true statement or not? Or is it just rumor out there?
Oh, it's a rumor, except it's on video, so it's not at all a rumor, it's a fact. Now, that officer did admit that there was no school resource officer. After all, the one we were told had, quote, engaged the gunman. Didn't exist. Watch.
It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. To clear the record on that.
So the point is not to point fingers or blame people. Nobody wants a school shooting. Everyone's heart is broken by it. But the authorities are not allowed to lie to us in the aftermath of an event like this. And our federal officials are not allowed to take an event like this, ignore the facts, and then use it to take our constitutional rights away. So what are the facts? Well, here's the news story from Texas DPS. At 11:28 a.m., the shooter crashed his truck outside. He then pulled a gun and began shooting indiscriminately at two people at a funeral home. That confirms what the witness Carranza said. He also shot at the school building. During that time, as you'd expect, people were calling the police. 12 minutes later, at 11:40 a.m., the shooter went inside the building. How'd that happen? Then 4 minutes after that, the police finally went inside the building. So in all, there was a 16-minute gap until the police showed up and responded. So why did that take so long? That is a fair question. In fact, it's a critical question. Even at the Parkland school shooting, when police staged outside and students were being murdered, police wound up inside the building 11 minutes after the shooter. But in this case, it was 16 minutes. Why was that? We have a right to know. But today, police wouldn't say.
There was a 12-minute gap. There was a 12-minute gap when he crashes his truck to when he enters the school. 12 minutes. What happened at 12 minutes?
So you got to understand, 11:30 is the information we have at this point that we can confirm. 11:30 a.m., the PD gets a... We got a crash and a man with a gun. Then you have responding officers. That's what it is. If it's 12 minutes from 11:30 to 11:40, that's the information we have right now. Look, at the end of the day, our job is to report the facts and have those answers. We're not there yet.
So the second the shooting starts anywhere, at any time, things get very confusing. They used to call it the fog of war. It's entirely real. It's hard to figure out exactly what happened when people start getting killed. But on the big questions, it's very obvious immediately. Was there a school resource officer who exchanged fire with the gunman? That's not something you would imagine. That either happened or it didn't, and you would know right away if it happened or it didn't. It didn't happen, but they said it did happen. That's a lie. Why did they lie? Police did say that officers went inside the school for 4 minutes after the suspect, but then they were treated outside the school, and then police did not re-enter the school for another hour. During that time, they say they were waiting for backup, including, for some reason, for multiple crisis negotiators. Watch.
Officers are there, the initial officers, they receive gunfire. They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving. But we have officers calling for additional resources. Everybody that's in the area, tactical teams. We need equipment. We need specialty equipment. We need body armor. We need precision riflemen, negotiators.
Now, no matter how pro-law enforcement you are, and we are, there's only so much BS you can take in the face of a tragedy like this. We're waiting for specialized equipment. You have an 18-year-old with a firearm and little kids being killed. What kind of specialty equipment do you need? Negotiators, really? As children are being murdered? One 11-year-old child says she smeared herself with a friend's blood to convince the gunman she had already been shot to death. Another fourth grader who survived the shooting said that police told kids inside to call out for help while the shooter was still shooting. Then the gunman killed a student who followed police instructions and called out for help. So if you're wondering why police waited an hour for a negotiator to talk to a gunman who's indiscriminately murdering children, you're not the only one. They were asked about this at the briefing today. Was the door really barricaded? Was it just locked? Police wouldn't respond to a simple question like that. Watch.
What were the officers doing between 11:44 and 12:44?
I got you. Some
good questions.
Yes, sir.
Behind that. You guys have said that he was barricaded. Can you explain to us how he was barricaded and why you guys cannot breach that door?
So I have taken all your questions into consideration. We will be doing updates. We will be doing updates to answer those questions.
So 2 days after this massacre, authorities are slowly admitting that everything they told us was in fact untrue. There was no school resource officer. They're not even sure the door was barricaded. These matter, these questions. If you
right,
wanted to
we
stop...
we'll just cut that right there. Wow, I mean, the police needed all these resources. It sounds like what the police needed was a set of balls. The parents wanted to go in and get their own kids. This is why you have to defend yourself. You have to have your own guns. You can't depend on the police. And, you know, if the police don't carry body armor with them, then why the hell would this government be giving $40 billion to the Ukraine if our police are not well-equipped to handle a situation like this? I don't think this was accidental. I think this was intentional. I don't think these things like this happen out of just some sort of mass confusion. Sam made the point, you know, you didn't get this type of in-depth detail about the Buffalo shooting. How many press conferences did you see of that? How much coverage did you see of that? Now there's no coverage. And it was immediately no coverage. Same way with the subway shooting, the New York subway shooting. But this one is just filled with misinformation, lies, stuff that makes no sense. You know, if the left cares so much, and you know, if Joe Biden, now he ran to New York City. He ran to Buffalo. He ran to Buffalo because it fit the coveted narrative of this Buffalo supermarket shooting, the white supremacist. Oh, Brandon Beavis Butthead got on Air Force One and jetted. But you know, if he cared so much, why don't he have a Monday morning weekly pilgrimage to Chicago? You know, every Monday morning when he gets up and they explain to him what day it is and they explain to him what he's supposed to read on the teleprompter, and why don't they put him on Air Force One so he can jet to Chicago, because he cares so much about black people being killed, and read his, he could just read the same script. Hell, after 6-8 months, he might even get it memorized. Maybe be partially memorized, you know, because this is the exact same thing. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. And this Robb Elementary school shooting. I mean, you don't even have the freaking doors locked to the school. You know, build the schools like a prison, if you've ever went and visited someone in prison. Spend the $40 billion or $100 billion, it don't matter how much it takes anymore, right? Money's nothing, inflation doesn't matter, the price of anything's okay. Coming up on a break, back in a moment.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yesterday in Washington, D.C., a career politician said something really stupid. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Experts agree that ignorance and stupidity have crossed party lines. For example, one career politician who wished to remain anonymous said, "As soon as I got to Washington, D.C., I forgot all of my campaign promises and honestly couldn't remember why my constituents elected me." Studies have shown that politicians at the federal level almost immediately become deficient in common sense. As a result, the simple task of distinguishing a man or a woman can become difficult, and fiscal responsibility comes to mean spending more than the last guy. Known as swamp rat syndrome, scientists say SRS becomes worse with time. Every day spent in D.C. eats away at the logic center of the politician's brain, making common sense thinking less and less possible. The only known cure for SRS? Ending re-election. Until tomorrow, Cives Pacem, Parabellum.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Media appearing in the studio saying, "I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist." And while we are going down the conspiracy hole, Steve O'Brien sent me a story from naturalnews.com. I'm not the biggest Mike Adams fan, but I think it's worth giving it a read. Ex-cop killed in Buffalo shooting had just invented a powerful water-powered engine. Aaron Salter Jr., a security guard at the Tops Friendly Market store in Buffalo, who was killed in the recent mass shooting, had reportedly just patented a new type of vehicle engine that runs on water instead of gas. So, wow, you can judge that for yourself. In humorous news, you know, I call this the alternative media, not because I'm the alternative media, because I cover topics in the alternative media and other shows in the alternative media. Yesterday, David Duke had Mark Collette on, and they got into a little back and forth and a disagreement. And I only say it because I thought it was really humorous. Mark could not let it go. But David Duke had said that a large fry from McDonald's was worse for you than smoking two packs of cigarettes for 3 months. And you know, I'm not trying to debate who was right or who, but it was really funny for, I found it really humorous. Mark Collette would not, he disagreed vehemently and wouldn't let it go. So I was just going to, I was going to throw that in. All right. I guess now it's time for, I need a little drum roll or something. Clown World News, World Clown News, the Clown News segment, whatever you want to call it. This is from the College Fix. It was bad enough the National School Boards Association asked the Biden administration to consider labeling parental opponents of various school policies domestic terrorists. You know, you really need to let that one sink in. In America today, if you oppose the school board, they want to label you as a domestic terrorist. You think that's clown world, right? But no, no, no. We haven't even got to the part of the story that is the clown world. An early draft of the association's letter, however, wanted the National Guard and military to be called in to monitor school board meetings. So that's where we're at in America, where the leftist communists want to label parents that are just concerned about the education that they're paying for in the public school system and the school board. The Association for the School Board was actually not only asking for them to be labeled domestic terrorists, but let's also have the National Guard here. Not the National Guard wouldn't be there to monitor. They would be there so that when you went up and you disagreed with the establishment, they could stuff you and cuff you, you know, like Roscoe P. Coltrane. According to Fox News, that draft reads, "We ask that the Army National Guard and its military police be deployed to school districts and related events where students and school personnel have been subjected to acts and threats of violence." The draft also referred to parents who voiced opposition as plotters for targeting schools and educators. But it also deleted a section which cast doubt on whether critical race theory is being taught in school. So anyway, I just wanted to I wanted to get that one in. That's how far, I guess you could say, we've allowed it to go. And after what I've witnessed, you know, in the last 2 years with the COVID hoax, I guess I can just about believe anything. You know, I about fell out of my chair. I did a text Steve and told him. Glenn Beck covered that China leak story that I was doubting last week that Mike Adams was covering. He actually covered that story. I couldn't believe it. I was listening, riding down the road. The other thing is, have you ever noticed how these shootings seem to always be right before the NRA conventions? Anti-gun protests rock NRA convention. This is RT.com. Held days after the fatal shooting, the gun lobby's annual meeting was beset by demonstrators demanding firearm controls. And, you know, Lee Greenwood, at the last minute, dropped out. He didn't want to come and sing God Bless the USA, you know, which is what he sings everywhere he goes. But I'll tell you a little secret. Many years ago, Jay in Florida, I was in a band to play guitar, and I rewrote the lyrics to God Bless the USA, and I changed it to Why Would God Bless the USA? And I think that would probably be a more befitting song to be sung around this country these days. President Joe Biden is paying. Oh, and when we performed that, boy, I'm telling you what, it went from, you know, just a malaise to people getting up and leaving, all kinds of stuff, you know. President Joe Biden is paying federal contractors up to $3 million every day to not construct the border wall. Maybe this is a clown. Breitbart.com. Let me reread that, man. I mean, what a country. We don't have baby formula, right? They actually flew that in from somewhere. I can't remember where. So actually, now we've been reduced. America has been reduced to foreign countries having to send food for our babies. Under Brandon Beavis Butthead. That's where we're at. We got pushing $5 a gallon gas. Food prices through the roof. Lumber prices through the roof. Scarcity, supply chain shortages. But we dole off $40 billion to the Ukraine that's getting their ass just handed to them, like we all know they would, but that doesn't matter. And Brandon Beavis Butthead is paying federal contractors $3 million every day to not construct the border wall. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Ernst, which is the senator from Iowa, detailed her latest legislation titled the Build It Act, which would turn over unused border wall materials already paid for by American taxpayers to the states so that they could continue constructing the barrier. Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, man. It just gets crazier and crazier. Israel will not permit Germany to sell Spike anti-tank missiles to Ukraine, according to a report by U.S. outlet Axios on Wednesday. The missiles is produced in Germany under an Israeli license, and Tel Aviv has to approve its export. The Pentagon asked the top Israeli Defense Ministry official for approval during his visit to Washington earlier this month, but was denied. Israel is concerned that Russian soldiers could be killed by Israeli-made weapons, which would then lead to Moscow harming Tel Aviv's security interests in Syria. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. How about that? A food insecurity expert gave a serious warning to the United Nations Security Council this week regarding the global food insecurity crisis, specifically the concerning limited amount of the world's wheat supply. Sarah Menker, CEO of Grow Intelligence, a global company that predicts food supply trends through public and private data, as well as artificial intelligence, told the Confirmed that the global food crisis has intensified and Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine added fuel to the fire that was long burning. This isn't cynical, this is seismic, Minker said, addressing the food security conflict during a special meeting at the UN Security Council. Russia and Ukraine supplied a combined one-third of the world's wheat exports and were among the top five exporters of corn prior to the ongoing conflict. You know, if you had any kind of legitimate, non-corrupt, non-sellout trader, non-satanic pedophile, U.S. government, when this, you could see this one coming. Of course, we created it, you know, and we're not going to stop something we created. And of course, Russia's blowing the whistle about all of these bioweapon labs that were funded by the United States and the Ukraine. I mean, you know, when you really tilt your head back and you really think back through Korea, Vietnam, well, however far back, World War One, Dresden, Germany, you know, you fast forward. I mean, there's all these other wars and proxy wars we've been in. And then you get to Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and just our foreign policy in general. The money that has been just pissed away in this country, you know, where you could have had so many benefits for your children, your children's future. If it had been used wisely in this country, you wouldn't have your elderly having to choose between food and medicine. The people that's played by the rules, paid into the system. But no, we can't have any of that. We got to spend more than the next nine countries combined on our military. We've got to start the wars to save the peace. We got to portray ourselves as some sort of philanthropist around the world, but we're the greatest debtor nation in the history of mankind. And then we were going to police the world, but actually what we do is just destroy. Just destroy. And this Ukraine is the latest example of us pouring all this money and sending all of these weapons to get as many people killed and make it as bloody and as messy and last as long as it possibly can. Not going over there and try to negotiate, not try to stop the conflict, because that's not what they want. They want this to be this way, obviously. They want these school shootings that fit their narrative so they can use it to try to take the guns. But I'm here to tell you, I think there is at least a small amount of people out here. It may not be large. I don't know how large it is. I mean, it really dashed my hopes for our country with how I saw how these just weaklings run out and got the shot, how these pastors just close their doors and run home, how everybody just put masks on. I went to an event last Friday night, Saturday night. You may not know about a soft drink called Cheerwine. It was invented just a county over, and it's popular through North Carolina. I don't know how far its distribution is. People used to come here and buy, you know, a carload of it. But they had an event. I was somewhat surprised how many people outdoors on a warm night. The spin doctors were performing. Wore masks. I mean, you're going to see it forever. You've got a certain segment of society that's so eat up and brainwashed. But when it comes to, I think there's a whole lot of people that won't turn in their guns, no matter what they say, no matter what they do. And, of course, Brandon Beavis Butthead came on at 8:15. I didn't watch it. Supposedly the night of the Robb Elementary shooting, to say he'd had enough and he was, you know, it's time to do something. And even Mitch, which I'm so prefer to use the B for his first letter of his name, which is just such, I mean, he's just the poster child of a sellout traitor. I don't know if there's anybody, I mean, I hate to see, as far as a Republican, I think Mitch McConnell is the one I hate to see the most. I mean, just worthless, you know, which the whole Republican Party. They don't do anything. There's no political solution anymore to our problems. North Carolina's lawmakers followed in Florida's footsteps on Tuesday by introducing a bill which would create parents' bill of rights and bar instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity from curriculums for students in kindergarten through the third grade. That is such BS. That's symbolism without substance. That's acting like you're doing something when you're not. So the fourth grade's good enough. That shouldn't even be taught in school, you dumbasses. That's not the school's job. But they try to act like they've got a success, a win. Oh, we're going to push that back to the fourth grade. Worthless. The whole push. North Carolina legislators aren't worth a damn. You know? And then we got Governor Cooper. You know, the whole state votes for Donald Trump, but we get this Democrat leftist governor in that election, which made absolutely no sense. Which, you know, I'm preaching to the audience, though. The elections. Which, just wait and see. I think you're going to get another one come November. Lawmakers introduced an updated version of House Bill 755, which was originally created to encourage academic transparency by requiring K through 12 students to make information about instructional materials available to the public. Well, yeah, that should already be the way it is. You haven't done that yet? Oh, I'm not even going to read it. Just blows my mind. Blows my mind. There is a lot of Russia news. Russia responded to pressure with a uniting of all healthy patriot forces and a surge of public support for Russia's foreign policy, foreign minister outlined. Lavrov also noted that the crisis has exposed the true nature of the promises given to Russia 30 years ago after the collapse of the USSR. We now see the value of all the talk about universal values and the need to turn Europe into a common home for from the Atlantic to the Pacific. No one should have illusions about the attitude of the U.S. and its allies toward Russia anymore. So Russia sees it. I think a whole lot of the world sees it. And I'm pleasantly surprised there's some people around Chow that's understand what's actually happening. More so than I thought. All right, coming up on the break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All aboard! I'd like to get your guys' take. You guys' take on these shootings, where we're at today, what's happening with the Ukraine, what's coming up with the next round of COVID or whatever they dream up, how about this for a story? All 16 runners who collapsed and the runner who died at the Brooklyn half marathon said they were vaccinated. It's an absolute fact that all the runners who participated in the Brooklyn half marathon on Saturday declared that they had been vaccinated for COVID-19. Whether or not that is relevant to the unprecedented number of runners who collapsed and the one man who died during the event is another story. So, I mean, it just continues on and on and on and on and on. AP, a Ukrainian court sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison Monday for killing a civilian, sealing the first conviction for war crimes since Moscow invasion 3 months ago. Sergeant Vadim Shirman pleaded guilty to shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a village. He testified that he shot after being ordered to do so. He told the court that an officer insisted that he shoot. Ukrainian prosecutors are investigating thousands of potential war crimes. I'm just not going to continue reading it. You remember last week when I done the story about how we bombed those civilians in Syria and killed a whole bunch of them, women and children, and then. But the Pentagon investigated it and said that it was all okay. But that's what we do. But in the rest of the world, when they're engaged in war and civilians are killed, well, we're ready to slap that white hat on and go along with holding them to the highest standards of the law. Just incredible. Remember all of the torture pictures that come out from the Iraq War? Electrocuting, dog biting. Remember when they had them in a pyramid all naked? What happened with that? Some lowly peon rolled, you know, some lowly peon got rolled. 512-248-8252. If you want to join in after the top of the hour, 512-248-8252. Going to take phone calls all hour. We'll see what you guys have to say. Coming up on the top of the hour break, MAGA Moment.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.